tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem, wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah, wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Habibullah, wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss the beloved name Muhammad. Subhanallah. This is the name of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we discuss about this Mubarak name, let's first and foremost send durood upon this beloved name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be that individual who would have sent the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not alone. I'm in the company of Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, hafizahullah, subhanallah, jazakullah, Sayyidi, for gracing the program once again. It's been a long time, mashallah. And finally, we got to be together and discuss this beautiful topic.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah.
So yes, the topic is the beloved name Muhammad. And in this regard, there is a parable, say, the beautiful parable that is mentioned in Guldastay Durood o Salam, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawat Islami. It is mentioned that the renowned king Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, He was a king, but he was also a great scholar, subhanallah. And he was a great scholar. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he spent his entire life in accordance with the teachings of Islam and fought many battles for the eminence of Islam and propagation of Kalimatullah. And he made many conquests as well. And his name is known throughout the Islamic world, alhamdulillah. Not only was he a courageous and brave leader, but he was also a great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, any great conqueror in Islam, they were all, there's one thing in common, they were all great devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the time of Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to Sayyidina Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to Sayyidina Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala, they all were the true devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, he had a slave, right? And the slave's name was Ayaz.
Right.
And it is said in poetry usually, right? Mahmud is Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi alayhi, and his slave's name is Ayaz.
Ayaz.
And look at the beauty of Islam. The scholars say that ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood aur Ayaz, na koi banda raha aur na koi banda
nahi. Hai hai,
subhanallah, the sense of equality that Islam has given us, that a master and a slave can stand in one row in salah.
Subhanallah,
that is how we all are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mahmood and Ayaz, they can put together in one row in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the justice and the equality that Islam has brought to this world. So Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, he would call his slave son, his son's name was Muhammad.
Right.
So he would call him by his name usually. And one day he's calling him not by his name Muhammad, but he's saying, oh, Ayaz's son. Now Ayaz heard this. He said, it doesn't make sense. Why is he not calling him by his name? Is he upset? So he approached the king. He said, Ya Sayyidi, are you upset with me or with my son that you're not calling him by his name? He said, no, actually, if you have a doubt, let me clarify it. He said, because his name is Muhammad and he has the beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, therefore I did not want to take his name when I'm not in the state of wudu.
Allahu Akbar.
So I do not feel it befitting to take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I'm not in the state of wudu. Subhanallah, such great love and reverence he had for the beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since the child had to have the name Muhammad, subhanallah, therefore, to preserve the sanctity of this name, he wouldn't call him by his name when he is not in the state of wudu.
Allah,
subhanallah. So this is how greatly he was devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we as Muslims, you know, whose names are Muhammad, we have been commanded to treat those individuals whose names are kept Muhammad with utmost love and reverence, respect. Honor that person who has the name Muhammad. Don't insult him. Don't disrespect him, subhanallah. And at the same time, if that person has to come in a gathering, then make space for him.
Yes.
Because he bears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are not allowed to speak ill of such a person. Mm-hmm. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you name your son Muhammad, you should not beat him, nor should you deprive him of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Subhanallah.
Allah.
First is the virtue of keeping the name Muhammad. The perks are there for the person whose name is Muhammad, that he should be honored, that one shouldn't speak ill of him, subhanallah. So these are the great advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the guidelines that he has set for us, that we ought to honor and respect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But anything that is associated with him, and even if it's name, subhanallah, his Mubarak name, we should show love and reverence and respect for that name, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidi, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was born, his name was kept. And the person who kept his name was his grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there's a history behind this beautiful name.
Jai.
And this is the name that nobody had been given this name before. So people asked, they were curious as to, this name is unique, subhanallah. You know, we haven't seen or heard of such names. Allahu Akbar. And look at the meaning as well. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very unique.
Right.
And there are very few individuals whose names were kept before the arrival of in this world. And the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quite famous. Even prior to his arrival, Allahu Akbar, all the Prophets alayhi wasalam knew of his name, of his virtues. All the nations as well, they were commanded to inform their nation about the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They all were aware in the history of mankind about this name, Ahmad, subhanallah. In the previous scriptures, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name was kept Ahmad. And in the Quran, his name is revealed as Muhammad, subhanallah. In another narration, it is mentioned that in the heavens, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Ahmad. And on the earth, he is known as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To get the word, you know, even the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the previous nations, they would actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the blessed name of Muhammad Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Yes, and they would gain victories by the virtue of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we have mentioned, that it has a beautiful meaning, Sayyidi. Inshallah, it would be nice that if you could learn the in-depth meaning of the beloved name Muhammad.
Subhanallah. Also, in Tafsir al-Na'imi, by Mufti Ahmad Yadav Khan Na'imi rahimahullah, he gives the definition of the name Muhammad. And he says that this blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name Muhammad, it means praised in every manner, praised in every time, praised in every era, and praised in every single language.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
The beautiful meaning of the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he further adds on and he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the leader of all of the prophets alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also the leader of all the names of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. So, you know, this is the beautiful meaning of the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you've mentioned earlier on, that we should show respect to the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that reminded me of an individual from Bani Israel. And this individual, you know, it's mentioned he was so sinful, and one day he opened the Torah and he came across the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he do? You must remember that this person was from the nation of Bani Israel. But when he came across the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed respect to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by taking his lips closer and kissing the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was forgiven. You know, imagine us, by us respecting the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of thawab and reward we will be getting as well.
Allahu Akbar. No, definitely. This is, subhanAllah, the true manifestation of the beautiful name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that highly praised one in every era, in every language, subhanAllah, in every place, subhanAllah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beautiful name Muhammad, that it's the true manifestation that we see in Rabiul Awwal Sharif, yes, in throughout the year, not only restricted to Rabiul Awwal Sharif, subhanAllah. His praises are sung in every language of the world,
subhanAllah,
be it Urdu, English, Arabic, Persian, Punjabi, Hindi, any language, you name it. The praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been written and recited in every language of the world, even in Zulu, in the local language of South Africa. In Zulu, we have the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His naat. In Kosa, we have the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Swahili, that is spoken in Tanzania, we have the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've heard the beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Chichewa, which is the language spoken in Malawi. Allahu Akbar. In every language, subhanAllah, because love is not bound by language.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah. To express love, it can be expressed in any language. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the lifeline of our iman.
Yes.
No matter who this person is, they all praise in one voice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you've mentioned that he's praised in all eras, meaning in all times.
Right.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time immemorial.
Allah.
When there was no time even. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azali and abadi.
Yeah.
He has been there forever and he'll be forever. Allahu Akbar. Without the limit of any time or space. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously. And when he created the angels from that time, the angels also have been continuing to send praises and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we, since we have been made the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time we are here in this world, we are also singing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reciting salawat upon him. And it is a great fortune, ours, that we get to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, this is such an act of devotion that is always accepted by Allah, because we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a witness to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is the action of Allah. Allahumma salli ala. O Allah, we humbly request you to send durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So it is that ibadah which is never rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is always accepted, durood sharif. And durood sharif is accepted whether you read it softly or read it loud, subhanallah. And if we read it loud, it reminds others also to send salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We, alhamdulillah, in South Africa say that we always sending durood upon the beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. And every time we say sallu alal habib, there are smiles all over, subhanAllah. And they also in one voice, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. And the manner in which respect is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is absolutely mind-boggling. How the awliya Allah, the greats of the great,
right,
such as Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the shair says very beautifully, adab gahest zere asma az arsh nazuktar nafas gum karda mi ayab junaido Bayezid hija, that there is a place of respect under the arsh that is more sacred than the arsh itself, and in his presence the giants such as Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, they find themselves breathless out of respect in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, we are talking about the name of that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given glad tidings that a father who out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named his child Muhammad, then both the father and the child, they are forgiven. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Imagine, and it should be done with the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muslims in general, Sayyidi, all over the world. You cannot go to a Muslim locality, a Muslim society, and not find a person by the name of Muhammad.
Actually, Masa, you know, this name Muhammad is the most used name in the world.
So look at how beautiful it is. We don't have to go far to look for an example. You are right in front of me, alhamdulillah. When I had my son, I phoned my father. I was asking him to suggest a name. He suggested the name Ahmad, subhanallah. Another beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's the name we kept, mashallah. So this is how we are driven by the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people name their children Ghulam Muhammad, subhanallah, Abdul Nabi. And these names are also permissible to keep, mashallah, because we are all the slaves of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we recite in Durood Sharif, Allahu Rabbu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nahnu Ibadu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, with regards to the beautiful name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are some of the virtues that are mentioned with regards to the beloved name Muhammad?
Subhanallah. Also, mashallah, you were mentioning, you know, about keeping names. And just to touch on that, you know, nowadays we can say some people, they when they get a newborn baby boy, then they would want to keep that kind of name, which is unique, and nobody else in the world must have such a name. You know, like this name that I'm going to keep for my child, it must be totally unique out of this world. And what happens is, a name is kept, either it has no meaning, it is meaningless, or it has a bad meaning, but it sounds nice. It sounds nice, it's unique, but it got a bad meaning. So these type of names should not be kept. If one, subhanAllah, was blessed with a baby boy, and he named him Muhammad, and then a second baby boy came. If a person thinks that, you know what, I named one of my child Muhammad, this child I would give a different name, third child different name, fourth child different name. However many children Allah Ta'ala blesses that person, they would want to give different names. But subhanAllah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that what loss is there? What loss is there if there are one Muhammad in your house, or two, or three, or four?
Subhanallah.
The merrier. You know, there is no loss in it at all. So when it comes to, you know, keeping the name of the child, one shouldn't go behind the sound of that name, that, you know what, this name sounds very unique, sounds very nice. Rather go for the names which has meaning. And the first name comes to mind, obviously, subhanAllah, is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name Muhammad. And like that, if someone is blessed with a baby girl, keep the names of Fatima Zahra, Aisha, you know, the blessed names of the best wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how we should be naming our children as well. in regards to the blessed virtues of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that names of a child are given by their parents, yes, right? And appellations of honor are given by the nation, and titles are given by the government, right? For a normal person. But subhanAllah, when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the appellation of honor given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the title given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah,
all of them given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the blessed grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he chose this name for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the good news he received by the angel. Subhanallah. The second point that Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah brings is that this name Muhammad, this name, it is comprehensive. This name is comprehensive. For example, the name of Adam alayhi salam. Adam means one who is created from clay. The name of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim means the merciful father.
Yes.
And Nuh alayhi salam, the name of Nuh alayhi salam means one who weeps out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all of these names, each one of them, they all have one attribute each.
Subhanallah.
When it comes to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the name of Muhammad, then it means extremely praised in every attribute and in every way.
Subhanallah.
So this alone, you know, it signifies the countless virtues and marvels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So it's like one word bearing an ocean of meanings.
Exactly.
Subhanallah.
Exactly.
An ocean of praises.
Exactly. Allah,
subhanallah. 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 Alhamdulillah, we are going to expound more on the virtue of this beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I hope you keep watching Madani channel until we go and listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and in nasiha until we return. So keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, we'll be back shortly. So stay tuned. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
مدینے والے سے میرا سلام کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا زائر طیبہ روزے پہ جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر میرے غم کا فسانہ سنا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تیری قسمت پہ رشک آ رہا ہے تو مدینے کو اب جا رہا ہے تیری قسمت پہ رشک تو مدینے کو اب جا رہا ہے, آہا جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر, آہا جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے, سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, باادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے, جب کے پیش نظر جا لیا ہو تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہو, الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله, أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله, اسألك شفاعة یا رسول اللہ, زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان, مدینے والے رسول عربی مجھ کو مت بھولنا, سلطان مدینے والے, جب کے پیش نظر جا لیا ہوں تیری سوربا ہو, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر, میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے, سردار حمزہ سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once went to visit a person who was very weak. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to him, "Did you used to make any dua to Allah azza wa jal?" The person replied, "Yes, I used to make dua that, O Allah azza wa jal, if you are going to give me any punishment in the hereafter, so give that punishment to me in this world." The merciful Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Subhanallah, you are not strong enough to bear it. Why don't you say, O our Lord, bestow good upon us in this world and in the hereafter and protect us from the punishment of hell." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then made dua for that person. So Allah azza wa jal blessed him with cure. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani channel, every Muslim is aware of the importance of dua. By listening to this blessed hadith, one can realize how significant the manners and the wording of dua can be. One can also get a good idea about what dua to make in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our Creator Azza wa Jal is so gracious that He Azza wa Jal gets pleased with those who make dua to Him, and He Azza wa Jal also shows wrath upon those who do not make dua. Therefore, we should keep seeking good from Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicating to Him for the fulfillment of our needs. Seeking good from Allah Azza wa Jal is called dua, which is also an act of worship. The Nabi of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." That is, dua is the essence of worship. In another hadith, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Dua is the weapon of a mu'min, a pillar of religion, and noor of the sky and the earth." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. We were discussing the virtues of the blessed name Muhammad, subhanallah. This is the beautiful name of our Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And regarding the respect of this name, our mashallah Sayyid Sahib was explaining beautifully as to how people like to keep unique names, and in attempt of doing so, they really at times get it wrong. Yes. In attempt to keeping unique names, I wouldn't say unique, because you say unique,
right,
something different. Unique refers to something different.
Definitely.
It could either be good or bad.
Right.
Different doesn't always mean good. So when it's good, we say unique.
Right.
When it's bad, we call it alien. So alien names at times people decide to keep, and some people, let's say, they choose the name from Quran. Right, whichever part of the Quran they open, or they found one word there and they keep the name there. So the word is from the Holy Quran, but that shouldn't be kept as a name. So it doesn't mean, you know, somebody decided to keep their children name from Surah Al-Kawthar. Inna atainaka al-Kawthar. Kawthar is good, mashallah. Many people's name, yes, you hear Kawthar, subhanallah. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Wanhar now is a verb, imperative,
right,
and offer sacrifice, right? Okay, that's okay to some extent, right? And then, inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar. Abtar, somebody's name, that has a bad meaning,
right?
Because it was revealed, this part was revealed about someone who had attempted to, ma'azallah, insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to that, defended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who disrespects Rasulullah, he is abtar, he is devoid of all good, alhamdulillah. So that shouldn't be kept as a name of someone, right? Although it may be from Quran.
Yes.
So therefore we need to carefully choose the names, and at the same time we should be aware of its meaning. And if you want to be safe at the same time, then keep the names after the names of Anbiya Allah, subhanallah, Ibrahim, Ismail. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged to keep the names on his blessed name, but
right,
he has stopped us from keeping the name on his kunya and appellation, meaning to name someone Abul Qasim.
Right.
That wouldn't be fit. But yes, keep the name Muhammad, subhanallah, that is the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidi, our pious predecessors, the way they would, you know, keep their children's name, Allahu Akbar, they were totally driven by the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in this way they didn't worry about the uniqueness of the name. And you know, as you've mentioned, that, you know, what would you lose if in your house there are 2-3 children by the name of Muhammad, subhanallah. Likewise, here the great scholar of Islam, a great reviver of Islam, who is none other than Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, his name is Muhammad. Father's name is also Muhammad, Muhammad ibn Muhammad. Grandfather's name is also Muhammad, subhanallah. So we say very lovingly, Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullah. Subhanallah. And such a great scholar of Islam. Allahu Akbar. So yes, if you want to copy this great scholar of Islam, and you want your whole generation to be named Muhammad, subhanallah, that's very beautiful. MashaAllah, we have an example to follow.
Yes.
And this is a great example to follow of the pious predecessors, subhanallah. And this At the same time, it shows our reverence to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that is attached to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to be respected and revered and honored. Allah azza wa jal says about the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we should be honoring him. He says, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. In order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and honor and revere the Messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba, they were actually stopped from calling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like how they would call one another.
Mm.
And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not presume among yourselves the calling of the noble Rasul equal to your calling one another. SubhanAllah, in the tafsir of this ayah, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who is the leader of all the Mufassireen, he says that at first the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Ya Muhammad. People would call him Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abul Qasim. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited calling his Rasul in the normal manner due to the reverence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the blessed companions would say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why when you flip through the pages of Bukhari or Muslim books of Ahadith, you would never find somebody calling him Ya Muhammad. Yes. Always, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi Allah, Allahu
Akbar. Even in the Holy Quran, Muhasab, you know, it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always addressed by his beautiful titles. Ya Ayyuhal Rasul, Ya Ayyuhal Nabi, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his beautiful titles in the Holy Quran and not by his name.
Allahu Akbar. It is all due to the reverence to the beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can attain this reverence and this love and this respect for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we actually have respect and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first place.
100%.
And in this regard, the two beautiful verses that we have recited, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And at another occasion in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, regarding the calling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shouldn't be like how you call each other. He states, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. Meaning, do not presume among yourselves the calling of the noble Rasul equal to your calling one another. SubhanAllah.
And also, you know, this is that name which is written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that name, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on every leaf in Jannah. On one side you have La ilaha illallah, and on the other side of the leaf you have Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you know, imagine this is, you know, the power and the strength in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the strength and power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself.
Alhamdulillah, it reminds me of a beautiful couplet of Allama Jamil Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Very beautifully says, and we'll try to read it in English, in the native language, so our viewers out there can understand actually what is the meaning of this beautiful naat and the praise of the beautiful name Muhammad, subhanallah. He says,
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara,
star of the eyes. And in English you would say apple of the eye.
Right.
Apple of the eyes is the name of Muhammad. Light of the heart is the name of Muhammad. Nuhu Khalilu Musa wa Isa. Nuhu Khalilu Musa wa Isa. Sabka hai aqa naam-e Muhammad. Sabka hai aqa naam-e Muhammad.
And you've mentioned that this name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is highly praised in dunya and in the akhirah as well. As you have mentioned with regards to the reference of Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala. Here he says,
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki.
Then in English, mashallah, says,
if you desire wealth of both worlds, if you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep on reciting name of Muhammad, keep on reciting name of Muhammad, karlo wazifa name of Muhammad, karlo wazifa name Muhammad.
And say the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have seen in the aqwal and the writings of pious predecessors, they call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasilatuna fi dharain. And he is our medium in both the worlds. And here definitely, he says,
Pae murade dono jahan mein, Pae murade dono jahan mein, jisne pukara naame Muhammad, jisne pukara naame Muhammad.
And here Jamila Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he says and he explains how he learnt the respect and the reverence and the honor of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says,
apne raza ke qurban jao, apne raza ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad.
And last, inshallah, we'll conclude with this.
Poochhega maula laya hai kya kya, poochhega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad. If Allah asks me, what have you brought here? If Allah asks me, what have you brought here? I will say, I have name of Muhammad. I will say, I have name of Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.